Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Hey there, guys. How you doing? It's Tori here from Idiot Box Radio, the funniest fucking show on the internet. You can find the show at idiotboxradio.com. You can email the show at idiotboxradio@gmail.com. You can watch it on YouTube. Just fucking look up Idiot Box Radio. Hi, hello, g'day. I hope that this finds you well. Just putting down my little notey notes there on my phone because, you know, I've got a lot to talk to you about. But today's a special topic and I watch TV and I'm sure that, you know, with this physique, you know that I do watch TV, but it's just a matter of the world, the way things are. Entertainment is there for you to seize if you wish to seize it. But in any case, I like to watch TV and I'm sure that you do too. If you've got any favorites, please do let me know. idiotboxradio@gmail.com. One of my favorite TV shows ever that I'm revisiting at the moment is The Wire. Fucking amazing. If you haven't ever seen it before, it's about murder police who get involved in narcotics in Baltimore and they set up a wiretap on some young thugs that are dealing dope and killing people and doing the wrong thing. But one of the things you do find, back before the day of all you can eat fucking television, which is what we live in now, and I guess that's a good thing, but
you've got to remember that I didn't always live in that world. I was born in darkness.
Basically, the way it worked out back then was that you would have to sit through advertisements in order to watch a TV show of your choice. We didn't even get all the TV shows that people watched when they were watching TV in other places where they had television programs. We just had to put up with what was there. You know, something funny. Not funny. I'm 48, okay? That's not funny. That's just an age. You might think it's funny that someone like me is talking so eloquently about... I'm on a swivel chair. I'm painting pictures, salting fruit, and getting to the point. Man of action. G'day, folks. I'm Tori. Welcome to Idiot Box Radio. In any case, guys, The Wire was utterly amazing. I loved it. But back when I was younger and we had to watch what was on the television, I think there was 5 or 6 stations, maybe. Nowadays, we have about 40 or 50. And they're still showing shit and you're still having to watch ads. But we didn't have cable or the streaming shit that some of you would only know. And don't feel bad about that. That's okay. But basically, you had to sit around and watch television and the advertisements. Like, so they'd get up to this really good bit and then there would be like an ad. And you don't have to wait for 2 or 3 minutes. And have you ever noticed that the ads are always louder than the actual show? That's to make sure that you're paying attention and that you hear the ad even if you move to another room. True story. Kicking facts. Anyhow, I'm on a swivel chair. Now, for those of you who only listen to the audio program, it is on YouTube. So if you are seeing me move around weird, it's just because, one, my back is out a little bit and I'm sitting on a swivel chair while I'm doing this show for you, especially for you. That was a really old song in Australia. It probably never made it anywhere else, but if it did, great. And if it didn't, I don't know. Now, late night TV has some fucking wonderful ads on it. And I don't know, we are by, well, in relation to America, for example, our ads are quite liberal. One of the things that I used to love about late night TV is that you'd get some middle-aged women during the ads talking about how much they love pissing and shitting themselves, but how adult nappies will fucking help with that. Pissing and shitting themselves. Now, some of these women, like, now I'm middle-aged myself, but with the brain of a 12-year-old, they always seemed really old to me. And now that I'm that age, I'm like, these girls weren't that old. They shouldn't have been in pissing and shitting themselves territory. They shouldn't have been doing any of that shit, but they were. They were sitting around in groups, and I don't know if you've ever noticed, but fucking in these ads, women who are pissing, shitting, and fucking spraying blood from the vag, they always wear white clothes. We all sit there in horror. Like, the ad people seem to think that that will give us confidence in the product, that we can go and, like, I can just fucking throw on my white strides because I'm wearing my fucking adult diaper. Therefore, the piss won't come through. Yeah, sure, my little bum will look a little bit padded and my little pissy front will look a little bit froth. But no, I can wear white. Bullshit. Not wearing white pants. Because you can tell by the way I use my walk. You like that? That's pretty cool. Sorry. Anyhow, late night TV, women who I find out later on are now my age. Yeah, sure, they're probably fucking corpses at the moment, fucking screaming at worms that crawl through their entrails. But if we just take it at face value, they were women my age talking about pissing and shitting and fucking blooding themselves. Now, the blooding days would almost be over, I think. The days of dryness would be upon them, if you know what I'm saying. And there's nothing wrong with that. Their body's done what their body needed to do. And now it's just fucking clothes and shop. Late night ads, huh? There's some fucking crazy shit going on there. I remember remember, much to my delight, that sometimes in some parts of the world that I visited, late night ads would, when it got fucking sexy time. And you'd be like, wow, I wonder how I'm going to finish off my night, whether or not I'm going to fucking pleasure myself to sleep. Oh, gracious, there's nothing around. Oh, wait a second, late night TV. It's gone, bang, problem solved. 3 minutes later, you're curled up in your cozy corner, crying yourself to sleep with the tissue drying right next to you. So I've heard. The fucking late night ads, guys. What have you guys seen? Have you seen anything pretty amazing on your late night ad extravaganza? If so, I really do want to hear about it, because I'm Tori, I'm your friend. I'm your confidant. I'm the one you can tell the things that you don't dare to tell your partner. I'm your partner. In any case, get in touch with the show. I do want to know how you guys feel about this late night extravaganza. You don't see it so much now because TV's on around the clock. Around the fucking clock. You guys remember, there used to be a test pattern that came on after about midnight. It was the fucking TV station shutting down. There was no one there anymore. There was none of this digital program where they could just fucking leave something on all night, and they probably had a dedicated news team there just in case fucking shit hit the fan. The station shut down, and if something happened overnight, you'd find out about it in the morning. Fucking crazy times. Instant information. World Wide Web. Social media. Hashtag. Hashtag Tory. Hashtag your friend. Hashtag Idiot Box Radio out. See ya.